Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. We have Natalie Cole, Rosemary Clooney, Sinatra, Tony Corbucello, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, you're going to be hearing from Sue Rainey. We'll have Les Brown here, and right now, it's Louis Armstrong and his famous recording of Mac the Knife.
Big man, there goes Mac the Knife. The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white, just a jackknife has Mac Heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mac Heat, dear? So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, baby, lies a body oozing light. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone, Mac the Knife, from a tugboat by the river? A cement bag's drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look a year, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mac Heat spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dears. Now that Mac Heat's back in town.
Take it, Satch.
Thank you. so I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Oh, heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. Now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. It held my heart and soul. It held my heart and soul. It held my heart and soul.
Well, it's just about 10 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Swing and Big Band with Bill Cartwright on WVXU and WMUB. Well, that was Sue Rainey. I love that song called Heart and Soul, a Frank Lesser and Hoagy Carmichael tune from 1938. This particular recording is my favorite. Before that, it was Les Brown, his band of renown, a Lerner and Lowe tune, music from the film Gigi from 1958. It was good recording of Thank Heaven for Little Girls. And we heard from the legendary Louis Armstrong and his famous Mack the Knife. Well, King Creole Jazz Band, appearing at Chicago's Lincoln Gardens, made its first recording on this week in 1923. These were cut at the Gennett Studios in Richmond, Indiana, which wasn't really much of a studio. It was more of a glorified train shed, and attempted takes were frequently interrupted by noises from passing freight trains. The band included Louis Armstrong on cornet, the Dobbs Brothers, and Lil Hardin, Louis' wife-to-be, on piano. Gennett Studios had released no fewer than 6,000 recordings by the end of about 1926, actually. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we'll have Tony Corbisello and his big band. We'll have Ella with Count Basie. And here are the Mills Brothers. And the song is Be My Life's Companion.
Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. I love you so much that you'll never grow old. When there's joy in living, you just never grow old. You've got to stay young, 'cause you'll never grow old. People who are lonely can be old at 33.
woman to me. Be my life companion and you'll never grow old. Yes, I love you so much that you'll never grow old. Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold. Be my life's companion. Be my life's companion, and you'll never grow old.
Do I?
That's a fine big band called the Tony Corbucello Big Band from his CD called In Full Swing. And we had a great Johnny Mercer tune from 1945 called Dream. Before that, it was Ella Fitzgerald with Count Basie and a song from 1926 we play frequently by various artists called Deed I Do. First person to make an impression on the musical industry with this song was Ben Burney back in 1926. And we started with the Mills Brothers. It was, by the way, a birthday for Herbert Mills, part of the Mills Brothers. He was born on this week back in 1912. The song they sang was Be My Life's Companion, written by Milton DeLuge back in 1951. And Rosemary Clooney, by the way, sang a good rendition of this back in 1952. This particular recording by the Mills Brothers got on the Hit Parade number 7 in 1952. You're listening to Swing and Big Band by Bill Cartwright on WVXU and WMUB. Well, drivers were back in the fast lane as states began to raise their speed limits on interstate highways in limited areas to 65 miles an hour. That happened back on this week in 1987. And the first motion picture theater opened in Los Angeles on this week in 1902. The Electric Theater charged a dime to see an hour's worth of entertainment, and back then, including the films The Capture of the Biddle Brothers and New York in a Blizzard. That's what they were showing in 1902. We're getting back to more music on Swing. We're having Natalie Cole will be here, Rosemary Clooney, and right now it's Sinatra, Frank Sinatra, and Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear all the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near. You might even hear a whole gang of cheers just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Don't tell your mama.
Hooray for Hollywood, that screwy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good, where anyone at all from Shirley Temple to Amy Semple is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Chillicothe's and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights, all armed with photos from local rodos with the hair and ribbon and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'll make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour you'll look like Tyrone.
This timely tip. six are en route. Six, six. Get your kicks en route. Six to six.
Bobby Troup wrote it back in 1946, and I don't know how many times I've played it. I love this song called Route 66, done here by Natalie Cole. And her father got it up to number one on the hit parade in 1946. Before that, it was Rosemary Clooney and a Johnny Mercer tune called Hooray for Hollywood. And it was in a film called The Hollywood Hotel. I've never seen the film, but it's got some good people in it. It has Benny Goodman and Francis Langford and Scat Davis. If you ever get a chance to watch it, do so. And we heard from Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, a Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen tune, famous one called Come Fly With Me. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Glenn Miller. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we have Dinah Washington. We'll have Mark Murphy in the middle. And right now, it's Glenn Miller and the famous American Patrol.
Chicago town. They say it started the fire that burned Chicago down. Well, that's the story that went around. But here is the real lowdown. Put the blame on Mame, boys. Put the blame on Mame. Mame kissed a buyer from out of town. That kiss burned Chicago down. So you can put the blame on Mame, boys. Put the blame on Mame. Remember the gangsters back in the 20s, especially Al Capone. Well, they say that when Al surrendered, he wasn't found alone. That's the story that went around, but here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on Mame, boys. Put the blame on Mame. Mame was there giving Al a kiss. Elliot Ness put a stop to this, so you can put the blame on Mame, boys. Put the blame on Mame. Remember the Dodgers when they left Brooklyn back in 58? Well, they said they lacked inspiration. That's why their game was great. That's the story that went around, but here's the real lowdown. LA. Now they play baseball her way, so you can put the blame on Mame, boys. Put the blame on
time we say goodbye, I die a little every time we say goodbye. I wonder why a little. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye,
that's Steina Washington and a Cole Porter tune from 1944. He wrote the words and music to Every Time We Say Goodbye. That's from a CD called Mad About the Boy. We heard from Mark Murphy and a Doris Fisher tune from 1946 from a film called Gilda. The song was Put the Blame on Mame. And it was American Patrol by Glenn Miller. And this was recorded, let me see, on this day in, I'm not sure. But it was recorded, obviously, because we heard it. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, James Carrington of Wallingford, Connecticut, patented the coffee mill, also known as a coffee grinder, on this week in 1829. We have Wallingford coffee today, maybe a result of this event. Harvard College conferred the first honorary Doctor of Laws degree on George Washington on this day in 1776. And on this day in 1982, John Chancellor stepped down as the anchor of the NBC Nightly News. Roger Mudd and Tom Brokaw assumed roles as co-anchors. We have coming up here some good stuff. We have Benny Goodman coming up. We have Vic Damone. And right now, it's Francis Langford and You Made Me Love You.
I didn't want to do it, I didn't want to do it. You made me love you, and all the time you knew it, I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes, you made me sad, but there were times made me feel so glad. You made me sigh, for I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you. I want some love, that's true. Yes, I do, deed I do, you know I do. Gimme, gimme, gimme what I cry for. You know you've got the brand of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you.
The kiss, so very tender. surrender to me, Marie.
Jimmy McHugh wrote this back in 1937, and so well played here by the Benny Goodman Orchestra. The song was You're a Sweetheart, was in a film of the same name starring Alice Faye. Before that, Vic Damone, and the song was Marie, an Irving Berlin tune from 1928. And this is a very popular song on the hit parade by various artists six times between 1929 and 1953. And we heard from the lovely Frances Langford. And this was from a film called Broadway Melody of 1938. It was You Made Me Love You. I didn't want to do it. Frances Langford, born on this week back in 1914. Well, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis debuted on radio on an NBC program that ran until 1952. They debuted on This Week in 1949. In 1952, this program went from radio over to television. This program, People Are Funny, was first heard on NBC Radio on This Week in 1942. Art Baker was the show's first host. Then Art Linkletter took over of the popular program on radio in 1943 and later moved it to television. We have time for a couple more, and right now, here's Helen Merrill and Dearly Beloved.
For me, angel, I knew you. Angel voices led me to you. Nothing can change us. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say, thank you.
Well, sorry to break in, folks, but we're running out of time. This is Charlie Burnett right now, and an extended version of Cherokee. And before that, it was Helen Merrill and Dearly Beloved. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.